The Romans only had gladiators. The Tudors had to make do with jousting, pale forerunners of a contest in which two owners of agreeable kitchens shout at each other for a bit.
Questions to the Prime Minister.
Barely 10 seconds in, and it was already difficult to hear a word anyone said. Only a few minutes before, Ed Miliband and David Cameron had been having what looked to be a friendly chat across the table. In the gallery, looking down at the Prime Minister, sat his wife, Samantha Cameron, and two of their children. Ed Miliband decided to kick off with a joke.
On Monday, the Prime Minister announced his retirement plans.
The Labour leader was immediately confronted by noisy Conservatives who began pointing their fingers at him.
And he said it was because he believed in giving straight answers to straight questions. Now, after 5 years of Prime Minister's questions, that was music to my ears, Mr. Speaker. So here's a straight question. Will he now rule out a rise in VAT?
In 43 days' time, I plan to arrange his retirement, Mr. Speaker. But he's right. Straight answers deserve straight questions, and the answer's yes.
Ed Miliband appeared to have asked a question without knowing the answer. Always something of a risk in politics. The microphones picked up his next question, but in the chamber, it was washed away by wave after wave of Conservative jeers.
Nobody's going to believe it. Nobody's going to believe it because of his extreme spending plans, because his numbers don't add up, and because he promised it last time and he broke his promise. Now, if he's in the mood for straight answers, let's try him on another one. Can he confirm that a spending cut...
Order!
The Speaker had to step in. It would be wrong to say things calmed down, because they never really did, but it was a bit easier to hear what Ed Miliband had to say.
Can he confirm that the spending cuts he plans in the next 3 years will be greater even than anything seen in the last five?
Well, he's wrong about that, but look, straight answer from me, straight question to him. I have ruled out VAT. Will he rule out national insurance contributions? Yes or no?
He'll have plenty of time. He'll have plenty of time to ask questions after May the 7th.
But David Cameron didn't want to wait.
Let me give him a second chance. I answered a very simple question about VAT. I ruled out an increase. Let me ask him again. Will he rule out an increase in national insurance contributions? We all know this is Labour's jobs tax. This is their tax of choice. This is what they clobber working people, families, enterprises with. So let me ask him again. Straight question, straight answer. Will you rule it out?
Mr. Speaker, there's only one person who's going to raise taxes on ordinary families, and that's him. And he's going to cut the National Health Service.
Well, things continued in this vein and at this volume for some time. A little later, the Labour MP, Stephen Pound, tried to get Mr. Cameron to focus on his comments about his future.
Last week, some of the rougher elements of the House chose to refer to the Prime Minister as chicken. I hope we've moved on. However, would the Prime Minister agree with me that it's entirely fair now to refer to him as a lame duck?
Yeah! I'll tell him what is a lame duck, and that is trying to get into Downing Street on the back of Alex Salmond's coattails.
David Cameron said Labour knew it couldn't win the election on its own.
So they are preparing to answer the ransom note. Higher taxes, more borrowing, weaker defence, breaking up our union. That is what we've got to stop. Never mind talk of ducks. I'm looking at Alex Salmond's poodle.
Conservatives, who'd already been pretty excited at the notion of lame ducks on coattails being held hostage, went wild at the mention of a poodle and began making woof-woof noises. It was all very end of term. Perhaps the Speaker will let them wear their own clothes and bring in board games today.